AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Hey guys, welcome into Keep It About Ball from ZBR, daily sports betting talk with me, Zach of ZBR. I'm an amateur bettor and a casual fan, so please do not take this as official advice. I'm just here to share my betting journey. Please don't forget to subscribe to the show on YouTube at ZBR Sports so we can grow our channel and hit our goal of 50 subscribers. And as always, thank you guys for listening. All right, hello and welcome in, everyone. Glad to have you back in for another episode of Keep It About Ball from ZBR Sports. It's about 5 a.m. here in Central Kansas. It's the first day of February here in this 2024 campaign. Now, this campaign's been kind of boring. The graphics are pretty nice, but the storyline's just eh so far. Nah, I'm kidding. We got World War III and all sorts of other crazy shit on the dinner table. But we're not here to talk about that. We're here to keep it about ball. So let's jump into some of these headlines here. Steph Curry and Sabrina Ionescu will have a three-point contest with each other coming up at this All-Star game. John Angelos has sold the Orioles to two private equity billionaires for $1.725 billion. In the NBA, the Hawks beat the Lakers, 138-122. LeBron finished with 28-9. Trae Young had 26-12. The Celtics outlast the Pacers, who traveled to Boston, 129-124. The Celtics scored 81 points in the first half and are the first team to do so since 1982. The Knicks beat the Jazz 118-103. The Knicks were led by Dante DiVincenzo and Jalen Brunson here with 33 and 29 points respectively. The Raptors beat the Bulls 118-107. This was a balanced effort from Toronto, who was led in scoring by Gary Trent Jr. with 24. The Warriors beat the 76ers 119-107. Tobias Harris had 26 points and 10 rebounds. Steph Curry had 37, 7, and 8. Joel Embiid left the game early and will undergo an MRI today for an injury not related to his most recent one. That guy just cannot stay healthy. It's a damn shame, too. It's a damn shame. But fuck the Sixers. Over in men's college hoops, South Carolina upsets number 5 Tennessee 63-59. Georgia Tech beats number 3 North Carolina to 74-73. A night for upsets, I see. Number 9 Marquette beat Villanova 85-80. Number 14 Illinois beat Ohio State 87-75. Number 25, TCU, beat number 15, Texas Tech, 85-78. Number 21, Dayton, beat George Washington, 83-61. That's an ass-whooping. Boston College beat Syracuse, 80-75. Indiana beat Iowa, 74-68. St. Bonaventure beat VCU, 67-62. Central Michigan beat Northern Illinois, 84-77. Ohio beat Buffalo, 91-70. That's an ass-whooping. Bowling Green beat Ball State 81-72. Akron beat Eastern Michigan 77-46. That is a real ass whooping. Miami, Ohio beat Kent State 71-67. Toledo beat Western Michigan 88-63. Ass whooping. Number 23, Oklahoma beat Kansas State 73-53. Ass whooping. In Manhattan, too, not too far away from here. Illinois State beat Murray State 61-59. Loyola Chicago beat St. Louis 77-62. Ole Miss beat Mississippi State 86-82. Lindenwood beat Southeast Missouri 58-54. Number 8 Kansas defended home court against Oklahoma State 83-54, ass-whooping. Number 17, Utah State beat San Jose State 82-61. Clemson beat Louisville 70-64. NC State beat Miami 74-68. Michigan State beat Michigan 81-82. Seton Hall beat DePaul 72-39. Colorado State beat San Diego State 79-71. Wyoming beats Air Force 83-72. UNLV beats Fresno State 78-69. Nice. And Gonzaga lastly beats LMU 92-58. Sheesh, that is the worst ass whooping of the night for the last game. Isn't that just beautiful? A less busy night over there in women's college hoops. Niagara beats, gosh, what is that? Canisius? Yeah, Canisius? I've never even heard of that. 65-55. Lindenwood beats Southeastern Missouri 67-53. Number 23, West Virginia beats UCF 84-43. Sheesh, ass whooping. Michigan State beats Rutgers 82-64. Houston beats Cincinnati 54-46. Over in NHL world, just two games last night. The Blue Jackets beat the Blues 1-0, and the Sharks beat the Kraken 2-0. Very low scoring night over there. And that covers all of that. I just did one bet yesterday. I did a little parlay. Sharks to cover that spread line, that puck line there. And I parlayed it with Logan Couture and Vince Dunn, of course, to score a shot on goal. All that together was plus 105. The Sharks were just under plus money to get the puck line. I'm going to make it plus money, you know. So just like I do, I had those shots on goal, and they hit, and that's what we love to see. But that's all I had for yesterday. Did not do the bank builder from Dan's AI. Didn't get there in time. By the time I got there, literally like 30 seconds later, it was already gone. Couldn't be cashed. So, yep. But it works because it didn't hit anyways. So I guess the guy upstairs was looking out for me. Something like that. I don't know. Hopefully we get it today. Hopefully it cashes today. Hopefully any other bets we get cashed today. That wraps up the show. Please drop that 5-star review, guys. Make sure you subscribe. All that. You already know what I'm asking for. All that good shit. Until tomorrow, guys. Let's keep it real. Let's cash some bets. And keep it about ball.
Thank you for listening to Keep It About Ball. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter and subscribe to us on YouTube at ZBR Sports. And as always, thank you for listening and for your support.